Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG, and we're online at kpcg.fm. Have a live link also at thetrumpet.com. Many people find the world to be very chaotic at this point in time and this point in history. And our rapidly changing world leaves lots of people unnerved. And then there are others that look at all the events that are happening and put their heads in the sand and just go after entertainments and daily pursuits and things like that. But we don't have to be in either camp, and we shouldn't be. We shouldn't be unnerved and worried, nor should we be oblivious. We can have faith that God's purpose is proceeding as planned. God does have a plan that He is working out on this earth, and we have to watch and pray. Christ told us to do that, and certainly there is a prophesying work that has to be done, and we have to heed God's warning, so we have to take what's happening very seriously, but we don't have to be confused or overly concerned as to what's going to happen, because God does have a plan, and it is proceeding as He planned it would. God designed a 7,000-year plan. It's a master plan, and He's working it out for His purpose on this earth. Man has a purpose. There's a reason that we're here, and God is working out His plan. Here's a quote from Lesson 26 of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence course, and this is free at thetrumpet.com. Please sign up for it if you have not already. It says, during the first 6,000 years, He sentenced man to carry out what Adam had, in effect, demanded for the human race to go its own way. See, there was, again, a 7,000-year master plan being worked out. But during the first 6,000 of those years, man goes his way. Man demanded that they would make up their own governments, their own rules, their own laws, do what they thought was right, do their own thing, and rely on the self. So we can look at what's happened. We look at the results. What are the results of man's way as influenced by Satan the devil? They've been catastrophic, of course, and that's why we have arrived at this point in history where there is so much chaos, laws of division, and things are very volatile. But we see in Genesis 3 and verse 24 that God had to drive out the man out of the Garden of Eden because Adam had sinned. He rejected God. He rejected God's government. He wanted to make up his own way. And so mankind, of course, has done the same thing ever since. And this is the answer as to why man's history has been so full of wars, famines, and continuing chaos. It's because man rejected God. Adam rejected God and his way and his law. And he said, well, I'm just going to try it myself and make it up myself and see how I do. All the while, of course, under the influence of Satan the devil. God gave mankind 6,000 years to try to go their own way. And the world we live in today is a result of that. Notice this passage in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. And we have a few passages today. So if you have a Bible handy, it'd be great to get it out. We could look at these scriptures together. We talk about this one fairly often, but it's such a pivotal scripture to understand where we are today, what's going on in this world. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4, it says, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. There are many people that don't understand that glorious gospel of Christ because their minds are blinded by the God of this world. Satan is the God of this world. He's in charge of this current world. And John 8 and verse 44, Jesus Christ shows that Satan is a liar and a murderer. And so what do we see in this world? Well, we see a world that's full of lies and murder all of the time, and increasing rapidly. Okay, now somebody might say, well, what about all the religious people? What about The religions. Well, Revelation 12 and verse 9 shows that Satan deceives the whole world. He deceives the whole world. Most wars are wars between differing religions. The Crusades are infamous because of that. Revelation 12 and verse 9 also shows that Satan and his demons were cast to earth and are confined here. So we don't see them with our eyes because they're spirit, but we see the results of what they're doing. And that is why we see such increasing chaos. But again, you have to keep in mind that God has a plan that he is working out. The Correspondence Course notes that Satan led the first humans into sin. You can read about that in Genesis 3, verses 1 through 6. So man began, it says, the 6,000 years of his sentence with the invisible devil, ruling him by deception. Remember, he deceives the whole world. It says, from Adam until now, Satan has successfully influenced human beings into forming their own governments, religions, societies, and civilization based on the way of get instead of God's way of give. And that's ultimately what we have. We have a society and a world built on get, everyone trying to get for themselves. And so when you have many people all trying to get for themselves, there's conflict, there's war. But Jesus Christ came and preached the message of how God will change this world. See, all of this, again, in the context of God's master plan. There's going to be a change coming very soon. And we can see this in Mark 1. See what Jesus Christ taught there in Mark 1. And we'll read verses 14 and 15. It says, now after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent you and believe the gospel. Jesus Christ was a great prophet, as well as our Savior. He was the greatest prophet. And he prophesied about a time when the world would change. And it was beginning right there with him and what he was doing. Notice the Correspondence Course. It says, Jesus foretold the time when all mankind will no longer be cut off from God and ruled by Satan. He announced that the government of God would be restored on earth by the kingdom of God, composed of the spirit-born members of God's family. Jesus proclaimed the good news that those called by God may become God's own children, ultimately change from material to spirit composition, becoming the members of God's ruling family. Of the many thousands who heard Jesus' message, only about 120 continued as his disciples. You can read about that in Acts 1 and verse 15. And that's always worth stopping and thinking about. Jesus Christ himself preached this message, the gospel message, the good news of the soon coming kingdom and family of God, and yet 120 people continued as his disciples. Even after all the miracles, it's hard for people to really believe God. God has to call people. And he's called a very few today. John 6 and verse 44 shows that. God's calling a few. But these disciples, they were chosen, it says, of the Father to be the pioneer members of his New Testament church back there in Jesus Christ's day. Thousands more were added to the church through the subsequent preaching of the apostles. Christ preached the gospel message. His apostles continued to do that. His apostle continues to do that today, and there is a warning component to that because of how close we are to the return of Jesus Christ. There's a very strong warning message, but it's ultimately the gospel message. It's talking about prophecies that lead into the return of Jesus Christ to this earth to reestablish the government of God over the whole earth and to set up God's rule. We don't see that on earth today, but we will when Jesus Christ returns. We are very close to the return of Jesus Christ to this earth. So when we're looking at all these events that are happening in the world, and when you're paying attention to prophecy, and you need to, and the Trumpet magazine will help you with that, that's free. Of course, the Trumpet Daily program, that's free. Also, Monday through Friday, the Key of David program that airs around the world Sundays, and you can find that online at thetrumpet.com as well. All of these things you need, but you have to keep in mind that there is this ultimate plan that God is fulfilling. that God is working out. And we're very close to the return of Jesus Christ to this earth. Man has to come to the point where he finally sees that he can't rule himself. And people will learn that lesson. And unfortunately, oftentimes, people have to learn the hard way. Now, that doesn't have to be the case for you or for me. You know, we can believe God's words and follow them and repent. Remember what we just read from Jesus Christ there, his own words in Mark 1, verses 14 and 15. He came preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and he said, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, you, and believe the gospel." Well, people will say they believe the gospel, even though many are confused really on what that is. But how about repenting? How about changing and living the way Jesus Christ lived, which is the way of obedience to the law of God? He always did the will of his Father. He told us to repent, and that message is the same today. And we need to, because we're very close to the return of Jesus Christ to this earth. There's a sign in particular that we can look at that shows us how close we are. Notice this in 1 John 2. 1 John 2, John went through quite a bit in his time, and it's prophetic for our time today. 1 John 2, verses 18 through 19. He says, "Little children, it is the last time," should read last hour, as we'll talk about here in a moment. Remember, 6,000 years for man, and we're in that last hour. "And as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time or the last hour." How do we know that we're so close to the return of Christ? Well, because we have an Antichrist and many that follow in that spirit. Verse 19, it says, "They went out from us." He's talking to those within the church of God. "They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us." The correspondence course says this. In the Revised Standard Version, verse 18 reads, "Children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour." And last hour, it says, is the correct translation in the Greek in that verse, rather than last time. So it's not just a matter of a translation difference between different versions of the Bible in terms of translation. It is actually what the Greek says. So it should be last hour. And the quote continues. It says, "Note that these antichrists actually came from within God's own church." Verse 19. See, there's a lot of confusion about antichrist. People read that and they have all kinds of thoughts. But John here is talking to those true members of God's true church. And he's saying, look, they left us. This antichrist left us. They went out from us. And so that gives you indication of who exactly that Antichrist is. We've got a lot more about that in the Last Hour book, that's at thetrumpet.com, and Malachi's Message as well. All of those books talk about these events, and you need to know about them because, again, it's a major sign of how close we are to Christ's return. And, in fact, we've been in the last hour for some time now. The quote says that what the Apostle John lived through in the first century was only a type of this very end times. There's a duality in prophecy. Something happened anciently, and then it's a type of what happens now. On May 5th, it says 2001. So you think about that. That's a while back already. It says, "God made the meaning of this verse clear to the pastor general of the Philadelphia Church of God, Gerald Fleury, showing that we had entered the last hour." And if you know much about the history of that time, you know that just 4 months after that, the 9/11 terrorist attacks occurred. We just recently passed the anniversary of that. What a dramatic situation that was. Well, God revealed that we were in the last hour. And then all of a sudden, this catastrophic event occurs not much longer after that revelation. And again, we have a free book, The Last Hour, and that's at thetrumpet.com. It'll explain these topics in detail to you. And so please request that. But see, that's such a major indication of where we are. We're in the last hour. God is now measuring the remaining time left in this age of man. 6,000 years and now down to a last hour. Just before the return of Jesus Christ, there's less than an hour left as God views it. People would speculate maybe on how much time that exactly means. Well, God doesn't reveal that, but he does say last hour. And you know, an hour, you know, can go pretty quickly. The correspondence course continues and says, as we race through the final hour of this age, we find we live in a world filled with awesome progress, but appalling evil. And that's true. There's so much technological advancement, but at the same time, the evil is exploding. It says, six millenniums of human history have proven that man's mind without God's spirit is confined to understanding and working with the physical world. Human systems of education have become wholly materialistic, and most of man's motives stem from the attitude of get. He does not know how to live in harmony and peace with his neighbor, but is capable of going to the moon and back. There is such a shocking paradox there. You know, we can do quite a bit with technology, yet people struggle to get along with each other. And usually that technology ends up just being weaponized. But that's man's system. But remember, God has a plan. He says, okay, you have 6,000 years to go your own way, as led by Satan, as deceived by Satan, and we'll see where that ends up. And we can see it all around us, chaos, confusion. Many people really looking around and saying, what is happening? What's happening to this world, to this society? Well, we're getting very close to the return of Jesus Christ. For 6,000 years, God's purpose for man has proceeded just as he had planned from the beginning. So you don't have to be confused as to what's going on. You can understand it by looking at God's prophecies. And we are in a chaotic time, but we're very close to the return of Jesus Christ. Satan's about to be removed. Christ is going to remove Satan from the throne of this earth, and Christ will rule over all nations. That's the time that we're heading into very shortly. Final quote here from the correspondence course lesson. We are now nearing the time when God's glorious purpose for those he has called prior to Jesus' second coming will become reality. They shall then become like God, for they shall be born into his family as very gods. I mean, that's the time that we're right on the cusp of. And so again, as you watch events, you do need to pay attention to them and make sure you stay up with the Key of David and the Trumpet Daily program and the Trumpet Magazine. Make sure you know what's going on, but keep in mind there's this awesome plan that God has, and it's about to get to the point where Jesus Christ is going to have to return, and he will. And then we'll have the peace and harmony that we want and that we just don't see on this earth today. And frankly, we've never seen under man's rule as swayed by Satan. So these are exciting times, but we want to keep the big picture in mind. Again, we've got a free book, The Last Hour. That's at thetrumpet.com. That's a great one to read on this topic. And of course, please sign up for the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. That's all the time we have for this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.